Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley. All my friends down near the Georgia, Florida line. I hope that you guys are doing well. I tell you, I told you guys last week that summer was coming in, and it is coming in blasting. This upcoming week, they are saying that we're going to have highs up in the upper 90s. So make sure you guys are staying cool. Make sure you're drinking plenty of fluids, especially if you're out there working in the sun. If you're out there exercising, make sure you hydrate, because this time of heat this early in the year, we're not really accustomed to. But it could get close to 100 degrees in this area. So I want you guys to make sure that you are extremely careful. Make sure you're monitoring that. Also, just remember, COVID is still out there. So if you haven't been vaccinated, make sure you're wearing your mask. Make sure you're socially distancing. Make sure you're using the hand sanitizer. Even if you've been vaccinated and you're in close proximity of a lot of people within a facility, don't be shamed out of wearing your mask if you want to. If you want to continue to wear your mask, this is your health. Certainly, we encourage you to take care of yourself. Over the next couple weeks, we're going to do a special series here on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, in which we are focusing on the ARP, which is the American Rescue Plan. Now, those of you who are not familiar with the ARP, American Rescue Plan, it was the bill that was passed signed by President Joe Biden and certainly pushed by Vice President Kamala Harris. And it was one of the reasons why we were fighting so hard to get John Ossoff as well as Reverend Raphael Warnock into the United States Senate, because President Biden and the Harris team wanted to provide financial relief to this country. COVID, I mean, let's be honest, everybody. Let's have a very, very honest moment here. COVID has devastated us in a lot of different ways, not just people's health, but the economic side of things. Folks have lost jobs. Folks have been cut down to very small hours with their jobs. We're slowly seeing things come back. You're seeing stunts being pulled, like the governor trying to remove the $300 benefits that the federal government send down to people collecting unemployment. He say he's doing that in response to those who say, well, we have jobs. People just won't come to work because they're getting a check. And my question to you is this. What's enticing or what's encouraging to someone to go to a minimum wage job making $725 an hour when working full time, you're still under the poverty level? That just doesn't make sense. It's about time that we start paying people what they are worth. Let's pay a livable wage. We should have been going up to a $15 minimum wage a long time ago. And that's part of the challenge right now. Folks don't want to rush back to that. But we're going to have a good conversation today. I'm excited to have with me one of my great friends. I tell you, I truly admire this guy. He has one of the highest levels of determination I've ever seen. He's extremely steadfast. He's a man of his word. He's an impeccable leader. And that's none other than my friend, Mayor Kevin Brown from the great city of Buena Vista, Georgia. How you doing today, Mayor Brown?
Doing well, Teddy. Thank you for the extremely kind words. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. Well, we're always glad to have you on here on the show with me, and we're always glad to talk with you about your vision and your plans and your leadership. We also have with us today another great man, another good friend of mine. Now, you guys know by now that Mayor Brown is a Kappa, and we're going to leave that alone. But I had to get one of my Alpha brothers on here with us today. This guy here, he knows everything numbers. He is a financial guru by profession. He's a retail lending officer. He's been working in the banking industry for a while. A member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated, and that is Mr. Quincy Wade. How you doing today, Mr. Wade?
Hey, doing well. Teddy, appreciate the intro, good sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, Mayor Brown, I want to start with you a little bit. I know oftentimes when we get to talking about the economy and when we're talking about challenges that we have here in Georgia, people tend to overlook, you know, rural Georgia, small city Georgia. You know, I was born and raised in a very small area, so I understand personally how it feels sometimes to be left out. But I have seen you, my brother, not only on the state level, but communicating on a national level, making sure that everything that is due to Buena Vista, that you're making sure that it gets there. How is everything down there? How is everything down there in the city? You know, what's the current status right now in Buena Vista?
Of course, in Buena Vista, we have our challenges, but with the leadership that we have, we're looking to move forward despite the challenges that we might face. One of the things that we're looking at with the American Rescue Plan is definitely going to put us in a position where we can make some things happen for our community. As you're aware, Teddy, that we lost one of our major employers about 6 years ago, Tyson Foods. That was a big hit on the city, but I always look at that still as an opportunity to do more. So what we're doing right now is we're focusing more on the tourism side of the house from a regional aspect. We have some very good entrepreneurs who have moved into the community. Kevin Briggs with Fox Hall is bringing a variety of entertainment to the community. And we are focusing with that, trying to bring in transient population to support our small businesses.
You know, Fox Hall is an awesome place, and Kevin Briggs and his wife, they are amazing too. I just love the two of them, and their restaurant down there, you know, the quality of it is very different. It is like an Atlanta style restaurant brought to Buena Vista, and I don't think a lot of people even know about it. So yes, Economically, you guys have a lot of unique things happening right there, close to the square, right downtown. Buena Vista. Mayor Brown, what are some of the things that you are working on that you, and I know you can't say a lot, especially if there's things involved with secret purchases or whatever, things of that nature, but what are some of your hopes for that area, for the downtown area of Buena Vista?
Again, we're looking at tourism as being one of the major factors in supporting our small businesses. So we're trying to work to better our infrastructure as it relates to our roads. We're looking to support our small businesses the best way that we can, is that financially, as well as looking for various ways to bring that transient population into the community.
You know, recently I was down through there and I drove down 26, and I see that they've cleared a lot of trees along the side of the highway. Are there plans to expand that road?
I don't think so. I don't believe it this time. We cherish our small town, and we cherish the fact that we don't have a lot of traffic coming through. But we again, to support our small businesses without a major employer in this community, we have to bring people from the Columbus area and from other surrounding counties to our small community to support the Kevin Briggs and the coffee clubs and all the other small businesses that we have around the square.
You know, and one thing I appreciate about that conversation is that, you know, something that's absolutely clear is that we must have a regional approach to making this area as strong as it can possibly be. Like, even when you're driving around Columbus, it's not uncommon to see tags from Chattahoochee County, Marion County, Talbot County, Taylor County, Russell County, Harris County, you know, and Stewart County and Webster County. You know, you even see some from down in Americus, Sumter County. And we realize that we do have a region that people are comfortable traveling in. So to all the people in Columbus that are listening that may want to just say, hey, I want to see something a little different. I want to experience something a little different. What would you say to them, encouraging them to come drive on down 26? Come on down through Fort Benning and make that left on 26, and it'll run you right into Buena Vista. You know, what would you say to them, Mayor Brown?
Exactly. We consider ourselves a backroom community of Columbus. Many of our people that live here, they work in Columbus. We come to Columbus to purchase major items, but we look for that opportunity to go back down to 26 for an easy, relaxed life. So we encourage others that live in Columbus, if you want to get away for a weekend, we have bed and breakfasts here. We have shops that, you know, mom and pop shops that will just give you a different atmosphere than being in all the traffic. So definitely come down 26. Come on down and give us a visit. We're only 35 miles away from you. So we definitely encourage you to come in and check us out.
And I tell you, that 26 corridor, that is a beautiful drive. It may be the country boy me talking, but that is a beautiful drive all the way from, you know, from Casita to Buena Vista over to Ellaville and even all the way to Oglethorpe and Montezuma. You know, it's just a beautiful drive that you get to see a lot. You get to see small town Georgia preserved. You also get to see progress along the way. You get to see, you know, especially driving through like on a Saturday to see the tents out there at the courthouse square and people with markets bringing in fresh fruit and fresh food in to sell directly from their gardens. I mean, it's just always a great drive to make down that way and a beautiful drive. So you're right, Mayor Brown. They certainly wouldn't be missing anything at all. Now, Mr. Wade, I want to come back to you because Mayor Brown just finished talking about, you know, the greatness of Marion County and all the other areas along that 26 corridor and some of his plans there. And he also mentioned the ARP funds, which is the American Rescue Plan funds. And I know we've talked, people may have been hearing a little bit about this in the news, a little bit here and there. And, you know, as I said earlier, over the next couple of weeks, our plan is to fully educate the community on what this is and how it works. But I first, with you, I want to make some a distinction first. When the Trump administration was in office, they passed this thing called the CARES Act. And the CARES Act provided loans to businesses, one being the PPP loan. Now, to be absolutely clear, the CARES Act is not the ARP, of the American Rescue Plan. They are two totally different things. They're structured totally different. As a matter of fact, one of the key components is with the CARES Act, the money came down to the state, and it was the state's responsibility to distribute the money to the municipalities. With the ARP, the Joe Biden administration and great workers like Congressman, great people like Congressman Bishop, who fought so hard for our area to receive the funding that we have received, they're making sure that those monies are going straight to people like Mayor Kevin Brown. It's going straight to people like the city of Columbus. It's going straight to Talbot County. It's going straight to Chattahoochee County. It's not getting caught up in state politics. And that was very, very smart to do. But let's go back to the CARES Act real quick, which had a PPP component, the PPP loans. I'm hearing a lot of people on social media and in conversation talking about the government is now coming back, asking them for documentation to support what they put on that actual application. Are you seeing some of that with your customers, with your financial institution?
Yes, I know from an individual perspective, speaking on behalf of myself and seeing what my clients are going through, they have been asked for like documentation. Reason being is because so much fraud, you know, took place, you know, during the PPP, you know, process, which we kind of expected, you know, because you have a big old pot out there. It's a moving target in terms of like what the requirements were. So now, you know, being able to show the proof that at least 60% of the monies were spent on payroll, because that's how you get it forgiven. But also documenting the amount of money that was received, because that's important to be able to understand from that perspective, in the sense that, you know, at one point, you know, it's based on the bottom line, you know, in terms of how much money you're able to get. And then, you know, later on it changed the target move. And then it was based upon like the gross, you know, if you were like a individual or sole provider or anything of that nature. So a lot of money was dispersed out there, and just being able to, you know, hold people accountable for what they have received and kind of like what they have spent it on, to see if they can get forgiven as well.
Wow. Okay. So that's very interesting. The whole fraud component of it, you know, it's something that that we hear about, but it's not something that we want to focus on too much, because you would think that people will be honest when applying for these loans and things of that nature. But we know that it's not happening. What are just some of the things that they may be going back and asking for? I'm not asking you to list absolutely everything, but what are some of the things they're asking for?
Okay, a lot of the information was provided up front, you know, with things such as the tax returns. you know, or their payroll statements, you know, whether they're going through, or whoever they're getting their payroll services through, just to verify, you know, how much money they're able to receive. But also documentation in the sense of being able to show exactly where this money has, how it's been spent. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, at least 6% needs to be spent on payroll in order for it to be forgiven. So what some CPAs have instructed many of their clients to do, not all, but many have, is to have it have the money put into a separate checking account.
Mm-hmm.
So you can keep track of it much easier in terms of where that money went.
Wow. Okay. I got you. Now let's go ahead and transition back to ARP, because that's going to be the focus of our conversation over the next couple of weeks. I just wanted to touch on that a little bit because I know that a lot of people are concerned about that. That was the CARES Act. The ARP is funding that's coming straight down to the local entities, and you're going to get more details on that, you know, as the weeks progress, as we have more guests on that know about these things in and out. But Mr. Wade, there are a few things that I just want to point out initially is that the entire bill was $1.9 trillion, right?
Mm-hmm.
The entire bill was $1.9 trillion, and it's projected that $17.4 billion will be coming to Georgia. Georgia alone, $17.4 billion. And it's also projected, I know, that $79.5 million over the two-year period will be coming to Muskogee County alone. $79.5 million coming to Muskogee County alone. Now, when you look at that amount of money, one, that's a lot of money. That is a lot of money. But part of the rescue plan was to help the economy recover from the impact of COVID. So the funds, the federal government is looking for these local entities to utilize these funds to reignite the community there, to help with the unemployment rate, to help with organizations that suffered, like nonprofits and businesses and things of that nature, to help them get back on their feet. Quincy, I know that you've experienced some group meetings and things of that nature with different entities and cities that have plans for utilizing this funds or these funds. What are some of the ways that you're hearing that they're going to utilize these funds in other areas?
That's right. So pretty much a lot of people have been impacted, you know, as we mentioned earlier, you know, with COVID, you know, businesses have to shut down, you know, and so businesses need that little boost, you know, to get back onto their feet, you know, until things get back going again. You know, things are opening up, you know, gradually. Things are almost normal. I'm not going to say it's quite normal, but I don't think we ever get back to normal. You know, some things are going to be changed for the good, but people are just needing the funds more or less just to keep the doors open for right now. You know, paying staff, paying employees, hiring new people, creating new jobs. That's going to be huge because that's how we're able to thrive. By creating new jobs and being able to pay, you know, the employees, you know, what they're worth.
Absolutely. Now, Mayor Brown, I know you've probably been given some information in regards to your projection for your city, and I think that the last number I saw was somewhere close to $650,000. Is that accurate? Is that what you're understanding?
Yeah, roughly over $650,000 over 2 years.
Over 2 years. That's correct. That's correct.
We'll get 330-something thousand this year.
Now, there's also a component of this that's going to go to our schools and our school districts. And I know you're the mayor. You're not on the school board. But I do recall when I was down there about a year ago having some conversations with some local leaders. One of the things that really bothered them was that their educational system was struggling financially. And a lot of that had been because of the consistent cuts that we have seen by Republican governors of the state of Georgia, just constantly cutting the public education budget and making ways for private citizens to file for different coupons and things of that nature to use public school funding to pay for their private school education. And that's taken another hit on the public education system. What is this funding going to mean for the Marion County school system there, in your estimate? I know you can't talk specifically about the money and where they're going to apply, but I just can imagine in general that it's going to be great for them to see some funding flowing in that the school district can utilize for education there in Marion County.
The one thing that I love about the ARP is that it gives local governments the opportunity to partner with nonprofits as well. And being that Marion County is so spread out, during the summertime, you have large pockets of kids who don't receive any type of programs or anything during the summer. So I'm hoping that our school system will utilize some of those funds to partner with the nonprofit in the different areas, in the different populated areas in the community to provide some type of programs to the kids this summer. That is my hope. A number of our kids, when COVID hit, unfortunately, they did virtual schooling. And it was real spotty at best because of broadband being available in different areas. A lot of our kids did not have access to computers or internet access on a consistent basis. So needless to say, I think a lot of our kids went lacking this past school year. So I'm hoping they're going to have a robust program this summer to really, really help our kids out and bring them up to speed.
And that'd be awesome, you know, because the summertime is so critical for our young people. And we have to find unique ways to make sure that education continues during these periods in which, you know, they're not physically in the classroom or things of that nature. Now, there's a different component, Mayor Brown, with the county and with the city. What we talked about is what the city of Buena Vista is supposed to receive. From my understanding, Marion County is going to receive $1.6 million in which the county commissioners will be right in charge of helping to distribute that funding. Is that your understanding as well?
That is definitely my understanding.
Okay. And as a matter of fact, while we're talking local numbers and distribution, I also see here where it's projected that Chattahoochee County is going to receive $2.1 million. Talbot County is going to receive $1.2 million. Taylor County is going to receive $1.5 million. And Chilla County is going to receive right over $1 million. And in addition to that, those people that may be listening in Harris County is slated to receive $6.8 million. And that's Harris County. And a lot of this, of course, is based upon the population. We've known in this area for a while that we've had a population shift here in Columbus to the northern part of the county that often spills over into Harris County. So that population boost that we've seen in Harris County is certainly coming from people that are spilling over from Columbus. But it benefited them in this aspect because they're getting close to $7 million. So as a region, we're going to see quite a bit of money flow into this area in which, you know, as you just stated, Mayor Brown, it would be good to see some cooperation and engagement with our nonprofits and other entities that are out here serving the community, especially the community that saw our kids totally shut up last summer because of COVID. I mean, it really shut things down. How important is it to our youth and our community, Mayor Brown, that we really get things back to going?
And I tell you, even one of the things that we're doing, and it's on a small scale, but we're taking a group of kids, 12 and under kids, and it's going to be a baseball team. We're going to take them to Pittsburgh in August 27th and 29th, to participate in the Josh Gibson Youth Classic. Not only will they get a chance to play good old-fashioned baseball, but they're going to also visit the University of Pittsburgh. They're going to visit the gravesite of the legendary Josh Gibson. And they're going to attend some workshops that's going to be facilitated by Sean Gibson, who is the great-grandson of Josh Gibson. So it's an educational piece, but it's also an inspirational piece to show these kids that they can be just like Josh. They can be legendary as well. But I'm saying that to say I'm hoping that our county and our city will invest in things such as this because it's so critical into the development of our kids.
Absolutely. And that's a direct message to anyone who's listening to this broadcast. We would not have this funding had you not gotten out there and made your voices heard and help us flip Georgia to blue so that Joe Biden could be the president of the United States of America, and so that Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff could go to the United States Senate and cast that vote to provide the assistance to our community that we needed due to COVID. COVID could have possibly been diminished some than what we saw if we would have had leadership in Washington, D.C. at the time, talking about that other president, who could have helped really put all of this behind us. But because we made so many missteps in the beginning, our government is doing the right thing to get things back on track to help to get our communities going again. If you do not stand up and make sure that your voices are heard, this money will be spent and it will be gone and it will be done on frivolous things, things that you would never see, things that will not help the community, things that will not spur growth, things that will not help us get our nonprofits back on track, things that will not help our local businesses. As a matter of fact, you may see the money drive down the road in the form of a trash truck. So you got to be extremely careful and you got to make your voices heard. This is the time to show up to the county commissioner meetings. This is the time to show up to your city council meetings. This is the time to be asking questions to your elected officials. Where will this money go? Especially here in Columbus, $79.5 million. Where is that going to go? As a matter of fact, don't just ask where it's going to go. Make recommendations. Make your voices heard, because it was your voice who made this happen. Mayor Brown, Quincy, I want to thank you guys for being on here with me again today. And I'm glad we got an opportunity to get these numbers out. And I'm just going to run through these numbers one more time for anybody who may not have heard me. The entire American Rescue Plan bill was $1.9 trillion. The state of Georgia as a whole is projected to receive $17.4 billion. Muskogee County is projected to receive $79.5 million. Marion County is projected to receive $1.6 million. The city of Buena Vista is projected to receive just north of $600,000. Chattahoochee County is projected to receive $2.1 million. Talbot County projected to receive $1.2 million. Taylor County projected to receive $1.5 million. Sly County projected to receive a little over $1 million. And Harris County projected to receive $6.8 million. Now is not the time to sit back and be quiet. As we continue this series, we're going to continue to talk about these numbers. We're going to talk about next week, we're going to have a special guest on, Brother Michael Hill, who is going to talk about the Treasury guidance, the directory that came down from the Biden administration on how these funds can be received. And I promise you, some of the same thing that you heard Mayor Brown say today is what you're going to hear him talk about in that document. As a matter of fact, they talk about funding nonprofits as one of the first things in that document. Just want to be absolutely clear. Mayor Brown, I just want to give you the last word, sir, to say anything you want to say to all your citizens of Buena Vista, who I know are proud to hear you on the radio today, represent that beautiful city, that beautiful square down there. Give your people a shout out, my friend.
Well, thanks again, Kelly. We appreciate the opportunity. And definitely thanks to the citizens of Buena Vista. We are looking to do some great things in Buena Vista. But we ask you, come down and visit us. Come down and support us. Come down. I'll just be blunt. Come down and spend some dollars at our shops. We really need the support. And just a plug, Teddy, if I can. July 3rd and 4th, we are planning a Freedom Fest. And we want you to come down and celebrate with us. Celebrate the 4th of July with us. We're going to have entertainment, food, and just a good old time. So come on down and visit us down in metropolitan Buena Vista, Georgia.
Will we be on the square?
Yes, sir, on the square.
On the square, so July 3rd and 4th. It's popping in Buena Vista, Georgia, down on the square. The mayor will be out there to greet everybody. Some good food, good entertainment, and a good time. Thank you, Mayor Brown, for being with us today. Thank you, Mr. Quincy Wade, for being with us as well. And join us next Sunday on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese as we continue this conversation about the American Rescue Plan, the ARP funds. This cannot be a secret. We have to get this information out. People need to know. Thank you so much. See you next Sunday.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.